Welcome back to season two of the Lens Talk podcast. We're your host, Austin.
And I'm Brooke.
And we're so excited to be back and give you guys some fresh content. But before we get into all of that, Brooke, what have you been up to during our little hiatus?
Well, oh, geez. Oh, gosh. Okay. Sorry, I got this. Well, there's been so much going on since, you know, we've been recording since last season, but one of the main things is that I'm pregnant.
Yes, I'm so excited. The news is out.
Yes, oh my gosh, it's been such a crazy journey already. But yeah, I'm super excited to be telling people now and getting this out there. So yeah, 2021 is going to be jam-packed with some big things for me. Yes. What about you?
Well, let's see. I'm not having a child, so nothing that exciting.
There's that.
But I mean, same old with me. Unfortunately, the most exciting thing, I guess, that happened while we were on break is I actually did get COVID. So that was fun.
You did. You sure did. Yeah, I'm worried.
No. Yes, I know. But it was nice to have a break and focus on our businesses and just work on making season two like even better than season one. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, definitely.
But other exciting news and things that have kind of been in the works, by the time you guys are listening to this, I'm probably going to be back in Columbus. I'm relocating. Yay! Yes. So by the time this episode airs, I will most likely already be there or at least close to it.
So I literally cannot wait. This we've been talking about this because like you shared that with, you know, us like early, like a long time ago.
Yeah.
So you've been wanting to come back and the fact that it's actually here now, I'm so excited.
I know. And we thought it was going to seem like forever. We thought the time was not going to fly by as quick as it did, but now it's already here. So
right, exactly. So well, you know, one of the major reasons we decided to take a break is the exact topic of today's episode. Both Austin and I still work a full-time job in addition to running our own photography business and just life in general. So with that comes burnout. And we are exhausted trying to work during the day, manage our own business at night and on the weekends, and do the podcast. So, you know, we've always had just so many good ideas, but it just felt like there was never enough hours in the day to accomplish everything.
Yeah. So, you know, we took a much needed break. We focused on ourselves for a little bit, which is so important for us creatives to do and really people in general. And we talk about that a lot on Lens Talk about self-care. And, you know, specifically being in a creative field, your brain is just going all the time. So you come up with new ideas. It could be 2 o'clock in the morning or you're at work daydreaming while you're supposed to be working, but you're thinking about business stuff. So that's what we're going to talk about. Balancing photography if you still have a full time job. And really, this can apply to any side hustle that you might have.
Exactly. Yeah. So one thing that I've had to do is set a schedule for my photography business as if it were a typical 9-to-5 job. You know, so depending on what sessions I had for that week or how many albums I had to edit, I would basically pick out, you know, one or two nights a week, depending on the workload, where I knew I would be working on those things after work. That would help me procrastinate, you know, because I would end up waiting till the end of the week or like, oh, I don't feel like it today. But, you know, having an actual schedule, making it seem like I had to clock in almost like, you know, a regular job kind of held me accountable to making sure I just stayed on top of it. And then I also told myself that Sundays were just going to be off limits for emails and for the most part sessions too. I think there were definitely a couple of times I made an exception, you know, to squeeze in a couple of clients. You know, sometimes Sundays are the only days they have available. But on those days, I still would not go home and immediately get to editing like how I normally do. So I still try to keep Sunday free for the most part. Because if not, you just find yourself constantly checking your emails or trying to figure out, how to update your Instagram next. And, like you mentioned earlier, your mind is just always going when you are running your own business. So trying to create some kind of, structure and limit days. That way you can have some free time for yourself, have helped me, that way I don't feel burnt out and overwhelmed, managing.
And I really needed to change my mindset, like, towards my day job, because of course I wish that I could put more time into my business, my photography business, because ideally I want that to be my primary source of income. So there's been times where I kind of like hate my job because I'd rather just put that time towards my own business. And I hate that I have to be there 40 hours a week to work for somebody else. But I had to take a step back and just appreciate that my day job pays for the roof over my head and everything else that I need to survive. So, but the biggest thing for me has been streamlining my workflow. So I recently started only accepting inquiries through my website, because just being able to have potential clients fill out my contact form, which will make sure that I gather all of the information that I need to, has been a lifesaver. Because, Brooke, there can be a lot of back and forth when clients are DMing you or Facebook messaging you and they don't give you any information to work with.
It adds so much extra time, and really, it's just more beneficial, like you said, to when we focus on that workflow and when they go through the website, they have to answer specific questions, and it really helps both of us in the long run too.
So, I did that. I've invested in some client management software, and that allows me to use like as many automations as possible. So, whether it's scheduling my social media posting or automating email responses, that helps me to not be as distracted with my side hustle or with my photography while I'm supposed to be working at my day job. So, that's been a big help for me.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. Anything you can do to kind of help distract or help not distract yourself so that you can focus on other areas helps you mentally, get through everything. And then another change I actually had to make was just limiting the overall number of sessions that I was even accepting. And, I do wish I could have a full calendar with photography right now, but that's just not practical. So I think sometimes, it's easy to compare yourself to how much other people are posting or showing their new clients, or, you can tell maybe they're getting more clients than you are, but we're all on different journeys, and comparing is only going to make yourself feel worse in the situation. So, until you get to the point where you are able to be full time in whatever side hustle you have, if you do have to limit the number of sessions, that way you can survive and, get to that full-time status, there's nothing wrong with that. And really, that's a good thing because, it'll show clients that since you're only taking limited number of sessions, for example, that you're in demand and people are going to pick up on that. And so it will still help you build your clientele, even if you are only accepting a limited number of sessions.
That's definitely a good like marketing scheme, if you will. So, we definitely want to share some tips for our listeners that whether you're a photographer or if you just have whatever side hustle it is, we want to, just give you some ideas for things that you can do to help you balance that with your full-time job. And the first one that we have is to pick a side hustle that you're passionate about. That's going to just make your life so much easier because if you're not passionate about it, then you're going to be stressed about your full-time day job and you're going to be stressed about whatever your side hustle is because it's not something that you really want to do. So that's where you should definitely start, is making sure that whatever side hustle you want to get into is something that you are really passionate about.
Yes, it, definitely. Our second tip is to be realistic about what you can do and when you can do it. So again, if you are still working a full-time job, you may not be able to accept clients midweek, at 9 a.m. You may not be able to do that, but that's okay, and that's where you're working towards. So just you make the best use of whatever time you do have.
And then to, piggyback with that, our third tip is to let your clients or potential clients know your limitations if necessary. So you can be totally transparent about why you can't accept midweek clients because you have a day job that you have to, give attention to. So
Exactly.
be transparent with your clients and let them know what your limitations are so that they know what to expect from you.
Tip number four is to make a schedule that works for you and not against you. So I know I found myself in a situation where if I was getting off work at 5 o'clock, during the summer you have daylight until 9. So I would, schedule a client at maybe 6 o'clock. And, that kind of put pressure on me to hurry up and make sure I'm getting out of work on time. I had to make sure I brought all my camera equipment with me to work and stuff was charged, the night before. So that kind of put a lot of pressure on me. That wasn't really a schedule that worked for me, because I was just trying to accept, and get as many clients. So make a schedule that works for you so you don't have to be stressed out, and you can have the best sessions possible or best relationships with your clients once you get with them.
Yeah. And then I'd also, for tip number five, take advantage of any small pockets of time. So that may be your lunch break. If you have a lunch break at work and you can respond to emails or, interact with your clients, check up on clients, or just do research on the side hustle that you're getting into, you can use that time to watch a YouTube video that teaches you something, new for your business, and you want to take advantage of any extra time that you can find because your time is really valuable.
Yes. Tip number six is make time for self-care. So whether that's making sure you're getting quality sleep, you're exercising, you're spending time with friends and family, make sure that it is a grinding season, when you are trying to get your own business off the ground and still working. So you're already going to have less time, but taking time to make sure you stay, mentally healthy and not weighed down and focus on some mindfulness will allow you to be able to balance everything 10 times better.
Yeah. And then the last tip number seven, you want to remember your why. Why did you start the side hustle in the first place? And that kind of goes back to making sure that you pick one that you're passionate about. Because if you keep that in mind, that just helps you to have a more positive outlook towards growing your business if you just remember why you started it in the first place.
Exactly. So we hoped you enjoyed our few tips for balancing a full-time job while having a side hustle. Let us know on Instagram at Lens Talk Podcast what has helped you if you're in the same situation. And next week on Lens Talk, we will take a deep dive into the topic of business after COVID. Dun dun dun.
That sounds like it's going to be a good episode.
Yes, I'm excited for that one.
We'll see you guys on the next Lens Talk Tuesday.
See ya.